I think some of you may remember the old TV commercial. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop? Somebody remembers the answer. One, two, three. In that story, the inquirer, the one asking the question, goes around to lots of different wise animals, and they can't resist after licking the candy coating. They can't resist. They must bite into it to get to that Tootsie Roll center. You remember the commercial? Candy and Tootsie Roll combined together just make an amazing combination. Something new. My favorite candy is peanut M&M's. The chocolate coating, the peanut inside. I know, two Sundays in a row talking about food. I know you're hungry. I love that combination. I will tell you, I ate many a bag of peanut M&M's driving between Atlanta and Columbia when Allie and I were dating. I would take those M&M's and one at a time, I would suck the chocolate coating off, and then I would chew on the peanut, one at a time, making that one bag last the whole 3-hour drive from Atlanta to Columbia. That combination of two things put together, it's just so good. This week I want to talk about combining our conversation about highs and lows, sharing our lives with one another, and reading scripture. Those simple acts of faith that we've talked about thus far. Today the third act is connecting those two. So we share our highs and lows, we read scripture together, then we talk about the connection between those two things. Now, there's something you need to know about our brains. Our brains are not good at remembering stuff. Anybody give me an amen? We write stuff down, we make lists, and that way we remember. But our brains are designed by God to process information. Our brains are designed by God to imagine possibilities, to make connections between things, to dream of what it might be. So if we take the reality of our lived experience, our everyday lives, our highs and lows, and we take the words of Scripture, and we integrate those two together, we begin to imagine what God may be trying to say to us. Great theologian Karl Barth said that preachers should bring with them always the scripture text and the newspaper. Tim's not here. Where's Tim over here? We should always bring with us the Bible, the scripture text, as well as the newspaper or the context of our lives. That when we read the Bible, we are always reading that scripture text in the context of our lived experience. What's going on in the world? And what is God speaking into that? Well, today I want to challenge you to do the same thing. I want you to take the scripture text and hold it together with the context of your life, the highs and lows of your day. And in the conversation around table or in your journaling or your texting back and forth with someone, the question to be asked is, what is God saying through this scripture into my life? We're going to practice that right now. So I want you to think over this past week. What was a high? What was a low? Something good that happened to you, something bad that happened, whatever your sad moment, your glad moment. Hold that in your mind. Now I'm going to read the passage that Tyler so well read earlier. little children, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and action. In what way is God speaking into your highs and lows through that one verse? I invite you to find a partner near you, or three if you need three, and share them. What is it that God may be speaking into your life with that one verse? Little children, let us love, not in word or speech, but in truth and action. All right, turn to your partners and begin sharing. I hope you've had a chance to share with a partner or a triad. Making the connections between the text of Scripture and the context of our lives. That's the challenge I put before you, the practice I want you to add to your daily living. If you don't have a book, we've got some. There's probably plenty more in the back. You're welcome to get one after worship. I've got a few up front. It has the path of what you're supposed to do for every day. Imagine a church where every night, in every home, the people of God are putting context and text together. Putting life and Scripture together. That's doing theology. See, if we do these simple practices we've been talking about, we don't have to imagine. We're creating it right here. And in that creation, we are beginning to discover the blessings, the beauty, the power of looking for God's guidance, looking for God's direction every night in the company of those we love and trust the most. Share your lives. Read Scripture together. Now begin to look for the connections. What is God saying to you through that passage of Scripture for your life? Some weeks, some days, it will be crystal clear. Some days it might be a stretch. But we begin to train our brains to make those connections. To look for what God is doing in our midst. To the glory of God.